A brand new CNN poll finds that the president's approval on the economy has fallen to an all-time career low for him of 31%. It has never been lower for President Trump. This only begins to tell the story, though, of the president's problems on the economy. With us now, CNN chief data analyst Harry Etten. As I said, this is just scratches the surface. Yes. Because there are some other numbers here that are really staggering.
This is no April Fool's joke. This is a disaster. All these numbers are a disaster for President Trump. I mean, let's just talk about inflation, which is the name of the game. Okay, highest disapprovals on this on inflation about this time in a presidency. Whenever you have Joe Biden and Jimmy Carter on the board, and you're matching them or slightly exceeding them when it comes to inflation, you know it's bad. Look at this. 72% in our latest CNN poll say they disapprove of the president on inflation. Joe Biden, in average of polls at this point in his presidency, 68%. And Jimmy Carter, whose presidency, just like Joe Biden's, was absolutely wrecked by inflation, was at 66%, about at this point in his presidency back in 1978. Donald Trump, even worse than they are. So you see it here, and the one word is, or phrase I might say, is, oh my goodness gracious, what a disaster.
It just, what's so interesting here is inflation was way higher.
Yes.
So they just, right now, voters don't like what the president is doing on it, even if it isn't as high as it was at these other times. What about gas prices?
What about gas prices, which of course is part of this inflation picture, only making this number climb ever higher? How about disapprove on gas prices? Okay. Disapproval ratings on gas prices. Biden's worst number, his worst number in any poll I could find, was 72% disapprove of Joe Biden on gas prices. Donald Trump right now in our CNN poll, 76%, 76%. Three in four Americans disapprove of the way that Donald Trump is handling gas prices. And again, the gas prices were higher during Biden, but the increase has been so dramatic under the last month under Donald Trump. We're talking about an increase of about a dollar. It's the highest increase that we've seen since at least 1991 in terms of raw dollars. No wonder this number is so high. He is beating or doing even worse than Joe Biden was on gas prices, which, of course, was such a major issue.